Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Millions of people are traveling this Thanksgiving by air or by car, despite warnings from health experts to stay home. This as hospitals around the country fill up. In Pennsylvania, officials are warning they could run out of ICU beds by the end of the month. In Tennessee, where hospitalizations are already at a record high, retired nurses are being asked to come back to work. Jim Coppinger is the mayor of Hamilton County.
We call on any person out there that's retired, that's a nurse or any kind of caregiver that can help out in the hospitals.
There are now 12.7 million confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the country, with more than 262,000 deaths, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Meanwhile, nearly all the tribes in a region in southwestern Alaska have issued lockdowns to slow the spread of the virus. From member station KYUK, Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Tribes in at least 45 of the region's 48 communities have mandated lockdowns or similar orders, according to the regional tribal nonprofit Association of Village Council Presidents. The Southwest Alaska region has one of the highest COVID-19 case rates in the country and the highest rate in the state. In at least one community of 1,000 people, at least a third of residents have tested positive for the virus. Last week, the Regional Healthcare Corporation recommended a month-long region-wide lockdown to prevent cases from overwhelming the local rural healthcare system. Many communities were already locked down and some tightened or extended their restrictions following the recommendation. For NPR News, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur in Bethel, Alaska.
The Legal Aid Society is suing the de Blasio administration for what it says is New York City's failure to provide students in city homeless shelters what they need to get school access and reliable internet. NPR's Sally Herships has more.
This fall, about 19,000 children called a New York City shelter home. That's why the Legal Aid Society has filed a lawsuit seeking the installation of reliable internet access in all city shelters housing school-aged children. While New York gave out hundreds of thousands of iPads with cellular plans to children, the Legal Aid Society says many shelters are in dead zones, and more than 200 don't have Wi-Fi, and it wants internet access available by January 4th, the first day of school after winter break. The mayor's office says it's addressing immediate needs by providing on-site tech support and connected iPads, and it's working aggressively on a long-term plan. Sally Herships, NPR News.
In England, most areas will still be under pandemic restrictions after the nationwide lockdown ends next week. The government says they'll use a tiered structure. London is in the middle level. That's where most shops, restaurants, and businesses can open with restrictions. This is NPR News. There are reports of damage and at least three deaths along India's southern coast, where a cyclone came ashore early this morning. As Sushmita Pathak reports, thousands of people moved to shelters ahead of the storm.
Cyclone Nivar brought downpours and wind gusts of up to 90 miles per hour as it made landfall near the beach town of Puducherry. India's weather service says the storm has become weaker now, but heavy rain is forecast in many parts of southern India. Disaster responders have been clearing fallen trees. In the state of Tamil Nadu, authorities have moved more than 100,000 people to safety. They've also released water from reservoirs to avoid what happened in 2015, when hundreds of people died due to catastrophic flooding. Cyclones forming in the Bay of Bengal batter India's east coast every year. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
In India's northern Haryana state, thousands of farmers clashed with police during a protest demanding that the government abolish new farming laws that they fear will reduce their earnings and give more power to corporations. The farmers, traveling toward the capital of New Delhi on tractors and motorbikes, tossed police barricades into a river and threw bricks and stones at officers near a district. Police stopped them with tear gas and water cannons. There are no immediate reports of injuries. In world financial markets, U.S. markets are closed today for Thanksgiving and will have a shortened trading session tomorrow. U.S. futures contracts are trading mixed. Oil futures contracts are down about 1.4% at $45.05 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.